Jonathan Kappas, Director of Gardner Agriculture Policy Program at the University of Illinois.
Jonathan, let's get up to speed on where we're at in Farm Bill negotiations. The conference committees are set. What does the likely timeline look like as of now?
Yeah, so they've officially done all those sort of procedural steps to get into conference, and now it's just an unknown timeline for negotiating out all the differences between the House and Senate farm bills. It's been reported that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's also on the conference committee, wanted to have conference negotiations wrapped up by Labor Day or soon there in early September, when Congress is fully back from the August recess. And I think his goal is to get this thing pushed through before September 30th, which is kind of the expiration date of the previous farm bill, but also between Supreme Court nominees and appropriations matters and whatnot. They've got a pretty busy schedule before campaign season overtakes it all.
It's been well documented that the major differences between the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill, the prominent one would probably be the nutrition title, SNAP, and the House proposing some changes to work requirements, and the Senate kind of stayed away from that to garner the bipartisan support that moved their bill clearly through. It took the House a bit longer. So, Jonathan, I'm assuming that the SNAP differences, something to keep an eye on, if you could talk about that a little bit and how they might find some middle ground, and then if there are some other potential sticking points.
Yeah, I not to put too fine a point on it or be too sort of blunt about it, but there is no farm bill agreement. There's unlikely to be any farm bill agreement unless we find something on SNAP that really is going to have to be the House backing down from what they passed when it comes to these additional work requirements, the billions in spending to add paperwork and bureaucratic challenges for people getting benefits. So I think a lot of this is going to come down to whether they are going to insist on those provisions at the expense of getting a farm bill done.
Have you heard anything from House leadership, specifically on the Republican side, about their willingness to make some concessions, to make some changes, to get to the support needed?
You know, I haven't. I think it's been rather quiet, which you would expect, right? They're probably not going to play too many cards in public at this point. And most of what they would say, I think, would probably be to support their position going into this negotiation. So I would be surprised to see too much conceded or discussed about this in public. I think the reality is the vote counting exercise that you have to go through to get a bill done. And, you know, that doesn't change. So that hasn't changed since before the farm bill debate started. So I would expect it to be a quiet effort to try and, to negotiate out. They're going to try to pull it as close to what they pass as they can. I think it's hard to see a farm bill getting done if they're going to stick to their guns on that one.
What's another area of the farm bill where we could see quite a bit of contention?
Well, we've all, farm bills pretty much always get wrapped up, particularly conference negotiations, around the Title I, the Farm Support Program provisions. Unlike in years past, there are not a lot of differences between the House and Senate there. We're pretty much status quo. The big sticking point, if there is one on Title I, is going to be the changes to payment limits and eligibility. The House and Senate went in very different directions. The House opened up, it took the marketing loans out of the payment limits. It opened up some more, the ability for farm operations to add members and organize in a way that allow them to get more payments. And the Senate tightened that down a lot, lower adjusted gross income requirements, and the limit that only one person could qualify for a payment in a farm operation if they're just a manager. So that's going to be a sticking point. One of the ones that we're trying to sort out even more that hasn't gotten a lot of attention in the discussions is what's going on in the conservation title. Usually the conservation title is a fairly bipartisan and fairly easy, relatively easy speaking, title to sort out. But this year we've got some really significant differences in direction, and most of that revolves around the House's decision to eliminate the Conservation Stewardship Program. So one of the things we've been trying to dig into And frankly, we need a lot more analysis on, I'd like to see a lot more analysis before any final policy decision is made on what kind of impacts that will have out in the countryside.
Yeah, I talked to longtime policy specialist Mary Kay Thatcher a couple of weeks ago, and she pointed out that it's been decades since a farm bill got done on time. And with that September 30th deadline looming and some aspects of the farm bill that, as you pointed out, Jonathan, the two sides remain far apart on, I mean, what is your expectation as far as September 30th comes and goes and whether we'll have a new farm bill in place or not?
Well, I think, you know, I personally was skeptical that this Congress was going to be able to get a farm bill done this year, let alone by September 30th. But then, you know, you got to qualify that by they have moved a whole lot further and a whole lot faster this summer than anticipated. If we go back just a couple months after the House had defeated the bill on the floor, you know, it looked like there was just no way. So I am hesitant to say that they cannot work these things out. Again, I think it isn't a matter of big technical issues. It's really a political will. If there's a political will to get the farm bill done in the House, then it's going to require backing down on SNAP. If there's real concern about this conservation change and the eligibility issues, like those things can be worked out. But it so much of it just depends on that, you know, that political will to move it. And I would not count it out. I don't know where to place odds on it. But they've made significant progress in a short amount of time.
Anything else on the farm bill you want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, I think it remains one of these issues that, you know, with what we're seeing out in the countryside with the prices and the hit to the farm financial health, just made even worse by the tariff and trade conflict situation. You know, there's a strong argument that we should be making sure farmers have the policies in place that will work for them to help them manage risks. And that includes conservation. And I think the big issue that's not getting as much attention is what directions are we taking on conservation policy? And, you know, we've got a big push out here in states like Illinois to reduce some of the challenges we see in farming, things like nutrient loss reduction, the push from the industry to see more sustainable production and sourcing. And all of that is a big cost to the farmers at a time when their financial health is extremely stressed due to low prices and trade conflicts. So we would like to see those things really weigh in on conferees as they negotiate it, that we walk away with policy that's not going to reverse trends and that's not going to cause harm on the ground where farmers are running through a rough patch right now.